And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 30th of September, 2009. It's the birthday of Elie Wiesel, born in a little village in Transylvania, 1928, author of a short book called Night, came out in 1955, which became one of the most widely read books about the Holocaust. It's the birthday of the poet W.S. Merwin, born New York City, 1927. Father was a Presbyterian minister. Merwin studied creative writing at Princeton University. He often showed his poems to the poet John Barryman, who was a little older, and asked Barryman how to know if his poems were any good. Barryman said, "You can't. You can never be sure. You die without knowing." And today is the 28th birthday of the novelist Cecilia Ahern, born in Dublin, 1981, author of the international bestseller P.S. I Love You, when she was only 21 years old. Written on cheap notebooks she bought in drugstores, made her an overnight millionaire at the age of 22. A novel about an unemployed secretary named Holly, whose husband has just died of a brain tumor. When she wrote the book, Cecilia Ahern had never been married or had a loved one die. She'd just graduated from college with a degree in journalism, and she wasn't sure what she wanted to do, so she stayed up all night working on the novel in her pajamas. Didn't do any research for it. She said it was all in her head. Here's a poem for today by Louise Glick entitled Walking at Night. Now that she is old, the young men don't approach her, so the nights are free. The streets at dusk that were so dangerous have become as safe as the meadow. By midnight, the town's quiet. Moonlight reflects off the stone walls. On the pavement, you can hear the nervous sounds of the men rushing home to their wives and mothers. This late, the doors are locked, the windows darkened. When they pass, they don't notice her. She's like a dry blade of grass in a field of grasses. So her eyes, that used never to leave the ground, are free now to go where they like. When she's tired of the streets in good weather, she walks in the fields where the town ends. Sometimes in summer, she goes as far as the river. The young people used to gather not far from here. But now the river's grown shallow from lack of rain, so the banks deserted. There were picnics then. The boys and girls eventually paired off. After a while, they made their way into the woods, where it's always twilight. The woods would be empty now. The naked bodies have found other places to hide. In the river, there's just enough water for the night sky to make patterns against the gray stones. The moon's bright, one stone among many others. And the wind rises. It blows the small trees that grow at the river's edge. When you look at a body, you see a history. Once that body isn't seen anymore, the story it tried to tell gets lost. On nights like this, she'll walk as far as the bridge before she turns back. Everything still smells of summer, and her body begins to seem again the body she had as a young woman, glistening under the light summer clothing. A poem, Walking at Night, by Louise Glick, from her collection A Village Life, published by Farrar, Straus & Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry, featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.